are here at the 2017 GAC in balmy Washington, D.C. with TMG Financial Services. Ben Rempe, how are you, Ben?
Hey, I'm really good, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're welcome. Hey, you guys are all about, and at least in your section of the woods, in your neck of the woods, it's all about CUSOs.
That's right.
Can you give us a quick 411 on all that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So this will be our 10th year in business coming up here in 2017. Mm-hmm. And we were started as kind of a spinoff of the members group and able to really focus on helping credit unions fully outsource their credit card portfolios.
Oh, okay.
And over the course of the last 10 years, we've been able to grow from the smallest credit card issuer with no accounts and no balances to today we're the 65th largest credit card issuer in the country.
Wow. So
we've been really excited about that growth. But mm-hmm. one of the key things that we've done over time is the way that we're structured is in order to fund those portfolio balances is we've borrowed money from credit unions.
Now that's the cool part of the story.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's a really neat thing that we've been able to structure ourselves in a way that can support the credit union industry mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and allow for credit unions that aren't issuing partners with us to be able to take advantage of interest income that they can earn from being a part of our mm-hmm. program.
Wow, very cool.
Yes. Yeah, it's been a really fun and interesting ride over the last 10 years, and it's something that we're passionate about in trying to help other CUSOs mm-hmm. evolve the way that they fund themselves mm-hmm. too. So we've worked with some mortgage companies in the past and talked to some other unique types of lending organizations to try to help them come up with ways to fund outstanding portfolio balances and really make things efficient. Mm-hmm. And through that CUSO model, they're able to provide a product that probably they couldn't do on their own,
no doubt.
By banding together and working together as a CUSO and then funding it through the credit union industry, mm-hmm. that's just been a great way to spur growth among those credit unions that come together and partner.
Wow, what a cool story. So getting to this conference, what are your expectations and what are your goals and what do you want to achieve here?
You know, here I really focus on collaboration and camaraderie.
That's what it is, like a big family reunion,
gosh, it really is. And certainly we want to network and meet new credit unions mm-hmm. and really get a pulse on who's looking to do things that are interesting and new and help really grow the movement. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested in networking with those people and finding individuals that maybe specifically want help with their credit card mm-hmm. program mm-hmm. because that really is our main line of business
gotcha.
Is focusing on a fully outsourced credit card program. So really between collaborating with as many people as possible, seeing old friends and having a lot of fun, that's kind of the main goals of the week.
That is, yeah, it is. It is a lot of fun here. And obviously there's a lot of business that's getting done. There's a ton of people in there right now. So how do you see... What is the status of today's CUSOs? I mean, because you guys are, again, you're working with this day in and day out. I mean, because there's a lot of them now. They're like popping up all over the place. So what's the status here?
It's interesting and exciting. Mm-hmm. There are so many opportunities because of the landscape changing and moving towards technology and data. Mm-hmm. So the trend that we're really seeing is more data and technology types of CUSOs mm-hmm. that are out there. Mm-hmm. But even in other types of maybe old school products like lending, well, now it's peer-to-peer lending mm-hmm. and trying to figure out ways to integrate into that market. Mm-hmm. And, how do you do crowdfunding and how do you figure out ways to enter a new market that's mm-hmm. not the traditional, hey, I walk into a branch, I apply for a loan, and I walk out with a loan later.
Right. Right.
That's not how people are doing business today. Mm-hmm. So there's that integration between the old way of making loans mm-hmm. and the new way of doing it in an electronic format.
Yeah.
The merger of those two things together is really where you see the future of CUSOs going, and then the new CUSOs that are emerging.
Yeah, it's an interesting time right now because you said those two are merging together now.
Are.
So it's really kind of a cool time, interesting time, and you really got to stay on top of it too. Oh my gosh.
If you don't, if you let it pass by for a day, it mm-hmm. seems like everything has changed. But that's just the nature of technology.
Yeah.
If you aren't learning and changing and adapting, you're just being left behind.
Yeah, exactly. All right, wrap up question for you, sir.
Okay.
Speaking of being left behind and adapting, how do you see 2017 shaping up? Because I mean, we're just starting out with it, but this is the biggest conference for credit unions. How do you see it shaping up?
Yeah, I think that this has the potential to be a really good year for credit unions. You see a lot of positive things that are happening in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
You see loan demand is starting to come up. You see a lot of collaboration and people talking about best practices
mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
and taking those conversations and turning them into action.
Yeah.
And that's the key step is taking a thought and turning it into something real.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that you see that happening, which I'm definitely seeing it happen, the better off credit unions will be.
Great message to end on.
Yeah.
Ben,
Mike,
thank you very much, sir.
You
well done.
Bet.